So how do we, does the following all religions give us the same path? Well, there are three broad ideas about religion. You could call it exclusivism, pluralism and inclusivism. Exclusivism means my religion is the only true religion, and only by following this, so my religion has exclusive rights to God. They say some cricket match is going on and some channel may say exclusively on our channel. So this religion say God is exclusively in our religion only, no other religion. So that is exclusivism. That I said is narrow minded. So if you have a pendulum, one extreme of the pendulum is exclusivism. But you could go to the other extreme and there is pluralism. Pluralism means all religions are right. So now this can seem very broad minded. It can seem to promote tolerance. But actually it promotes not tolerance but importance. Importance means if all religions are right, then what is wrong? Logically speaking also, if all paths are right, then among all paths, there is one path which says only my path is right. So if all paths are right, then even the path that says only my path is right is also right. And if only my path is right, then all paths can't be right. So this idea is, did you get this? This is self-contradictory. So if somebody says all paths are right, then among all paths, one path is only my path is right and all paths are wrong. So then if all paths are right, then this path is also right. But if this path is right, then that path cannot be right. That statement cannot be right. So if A is true, then B has to be true. But if B is true, then A can't be true. So it becomes like that. So pluralism is logically contradictory. It's like earlier I said, you have the example of there is a mountain. There are different paths up the mountain. So these different paths, they all have something in common. They are all taking us up the mountain. But if somebody says, you know, okay, I'm standing here, any path from here, anywhere it goes, it will all take me to the top of the mountain. Well, that is not true. You have to have objective criteria to know whether you are going up the mountain or not. So one objective criteria we will see is, okay, how closer I have come to the peak or how much height I have gone up. If I'm just going on the flat terrain, then I'm not going up the mountain. So the pluralist idea is it sounds broad-minded, but it is said that you should be open-minded, but don't be so open-minded that your brain falls out. We have to have some analytical skills. Just like when we want to eat food, we have to open our mouth so that we eat food. But in order to eat that food, we also have to close our mouth. If I just keep my mouth open and never close it, I will not be able to eat my food. So similarly, we have to open our minds to understand things. But after opening our minds, we have to come to some understanding and hold on to that understanding. If we are only open-minded, we will not understand anything at all. So the more correct understanding is inclusivism. Inclusivism means there is one path with multiple levels of that path. And you could say more than one path, there is one purpose. So all the people who are trying to go up the mountain, they're all trying to go up the mountain, they have one purpose to reach the top. But whether all paths are equally comfortable in going up to the top, whether all paths actually take up to the top, sometimes you may go halfway to the top, and then there might be so many barriers that it's practically impossible to go further up. So that is something which has to be seen individually. The purpose of all paths is to get to the top. Not all paths everywhere, but up the mountain. So the objective criteria, how do you know that you are going up? Two things. I said, spiritual attachment and material detachment. If somebody by going up a path is going to the higher spiritual consciousness, then they should be becoming spiritually attached and they should be becoming materially detached. They should be becoming not so concerned about the many pleasures and promises of this world. We live more balanced, responsible but detached lives, not infatuated with worldly things. So the inclusivist idea is that we have to have objective criteria. Prabhupada told us that the purpose of all religions is to develop love for God. So if love for God is developed, then it's valid. If love for God is not developed, then we can't say that, that all paths are right. So it's like if you go to engineering college, if somebody says, somebody comes from say IIT Mumbai and he says, only my college is an engineering college. Anybody who goes to any other engineering college, they're all bogus. So, you know, who gave your college monopoly on engineering? You say that. At the same time, it's exclusive, like saying only my college is engineering college. But pluralism is what? Every building everywhere is an engineering college. Well, obviously not. How do you know if something is an engineering college? There are criteria. What are the facilities you have? What are the faculty you have? What are the kind of companies who come who get the degrees? Who are your products? So there are objective criteria. So based on that we can evaluate. So what is the kind of philosophical understanding that is provided? What are the caliber of the people you are practicing? What is the caliber of the saints of your tradition who are spiritually advanced? What is the conception of God? What is the rational explanation to support system for giving people intellectual conviction? So you have to look at these criteria, and based on that you have to take a decision. It's not that all paths will take us all the way to the same destination. All paths, we could say, all spiritual paths, broadly speaking, may be intended for the same destination. But whether they take us to that destination, that is something which has to be evaluated. Okay? Yeah. Yes, please.
Could you add, you said that